Yo, tribe, what is good? What is good? It is your boy Flash the Philosopher, and we have a nice little prequel for you, actually, for this episode. Yes, we have a re-release. I know what y'all are thinking. Oh my gosh, why would they put out a re-release? Well, it's because things are getting sticky. And I am joined today by my two co-hosts, my lovely co-hosts, TJ, the Unicorn Gemini, and also Mo from the Bronx. Please do not ever zone her shit.
Of course not.
absolutely not. So as I said, things are getting kind of crazy. And so we decided that because of the whole situation with Diddy is kind of wild right now, we are going to be putting out our Diddy Do It episode again.
Did he do it?
What's going on with Diddy right now, Mo?
So let me tell you. So as of March 25th, 2024, there was footage of, yes, Diddy's home in Los Angeles and Miami being raided, basically. A rep from DHS addressed the situation in a statement saying, Homeland Security investigations, HSI New York executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation with assistance from HSL Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and our local law enforcement partners. They believe that further information, you know, will become available. The thing is, we're not sure what the raid was about or what they was looking for, but also in that process, while they was raiding his Los Angeles home, his two sons, Justin and Christian, were found in a home. They were handcuffed, but nobody was arrested or anything like that. But from what it looks like, guys, is that they did see some of the electronics in the home. Now, I don't know what these people are looking for in electronics, but that's what they kind of look like it sees. Also, they did show, which I don't know how people got footage of inside the home and what that looked like. And they tore that house up. Drawers are all over the places. Yeah, they took off. That. You could see. Yeah,
really?
You could see TVs. You could see TVs like kind of hanging from the wall. You could tell that they was going through papers, clothes was all on the floor. So they really, you know, raided that house. Those homes.
You know what's wild? When they raid your house, I realized nobody cleans your shit up. Like, you still responsible for cleaning your shit up. That's kind of crazy.
Exactly. You got to think about the aftermath. It is. Also, at the time that the raid was going on, Diddy was at the Miami airport. Now, you think he was trying to flee out? But he was. I don't know. I don't know. But he was found at the Miami airport, just, you know, just walking back and forth. He did have a private plane that was going to a Caribbean island. It actually is at the Caribbean island already. However, he was found at the, you know, airport, you know, just, I guess, waiting out the raid. So, guys, this is to be continued.
Max, I ain't gonna hold you. I am waiting for the documentary. I know.
Yes,
this is a wild ride for this man.
I'm
here for it. Not saying like I'm praying on anybody's downfall and no shit like that, but Diddy is very high profile and lives such a high profile life. And you know, being from New York, I ain't gonna hold you. I resonated to Diddy a lot. Just watching him hustle. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a lot of admiration.
It's a little for respect
him,
there.
You know, so yeah, it's wild to see him in this or whatever's going on.
The situation.
I totally agree. I'm very invested as well, Tribe. I grew up in New York, you know, went to school in Harlem. He represents Harlem. Mm. And, you know, the Bad Boy soundtrack is a soundtrack of my life growing up.
Yep,
you know
high
what I'm
school.
Saying? So,
Bags.
Definitely.
I'm really interested in hearing about how this turns out. But let me just let you guys know what you guys are going to listen to is an episode where we started to unfold everything that happened. But just to give you a little recap, Tribe, in November of 2023, singer Cassie, also known by the name of Cassandra Ventura, filed an explosive federal lawsuit against her former partner, Sean Diddy Combs, claiming that he had been physically and sexually abusive throughout their relationship, and he actually settled. I want to read a quick little statement from his lawyer where he says that pretty much that doesn't mean that he, even though he settled, they were saying that, you know, That doesn't mean that he was actually guilty. So his lawyer, Ben Braffman, pretty much says, just so we're clear, a decision to settle a lawsuit, especially in 2023, is no way an admission of wrongdoing. Mr. Combs' decision to settle the lawsuit does not in any way undermine his flat-out denial of the claims. He is happy that they got to a mutual settlement and wishes Mrs. Ventura the best. Then no one talked about how much the settlement was, but I know that he is not wishing Ms. Ventura the best at this moment. Because
not at all.
Yeah, I'm sure he wants to kill her ass. What?
Can we? I just want to say, can we talk about the quickness of the settlement, though? Because that joint was in 24 hours. That's all I'm going to say.
It sure was the minute it came up.
The minute it
came up. But we also talked about that in the episode.
Yes.
He had to settle because she actually, her lawyers were smart as fuck. They went after the business because she was an actual employee for the actual business of, you know, Bad Boy and a lot of the companies under, you know, Sean Diddy Combs. So they didn't go after Sean Diddy Combs, the individual, they went under the business. And so he had to settle. He had to settle to save his money for his heirs.
Did y'all see that he sold his shares of Revolt?
Did he?
Not too long ago as well.
Yes, he did.
Whoever bought it.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I don't know what he's running
for. Who bought it?
They said it was anonymous. I don't know.
Because he doesn't want people to get that money. So he's trying to, I guess, sell some of the businesses so that I guess people don't have access to that money. That's my thinking. Now, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
I feel bad for Diddy, man. I mean, after this Cassie stuff, it was everything coming out the woodworks. It was, what's this guy's name that was hanging off the building that they were talking about? But they said that that wasn't real.
Oh, Wale. Yeah, they said holding by his ankles. Yeah.
Wale, that came out. Then it was T.D. Jakes that came out. And now it's, what's his name?
Meek Mill.
Meek Mill.
They tried to push it on him.
Yeah. So I just feel like so much is coming through the woodworks. And I'm a little sad.
Yeah.
I want justice to be served, but I'm a little sad because I think in the 90s, it was kind of crazy, especially after watching Freaknik, that documentary. There's going to be a whole bunch of people that may be subjected to some lawsuits coming up in the near future because Freaknik was crazy. And that's everything that I know about hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like all of the hip hop greats, people were trying to take Jay-Z down. You think that he would be someone that we could do that people would take down next?
Well, that's what people are saying. We're going to see. People have definitely mentioned Jay-Z and have insinuated that he may be next, you know? I do want to say it is a little, it is disheartening to hear what's going on with Diddy. You know, you look at him as a Black guy who, you know, really came from nothing, was hustling, you know, from when he was in Bad Boys to, you know, to then taking over the record label. So it's kind of like,
multi-millionaire.
Exactly.
Mobile.
And I hate to say it, but just a quick, like, you know, you kind of look at the R. Kelly situation. At this point, do we separate the man from his music, or do we separate Diddy from the man from his businesses and what he's done for the culture? So Tribe, y'all got to think about that.
Yeah. Did he do it?
No, you ain't lie. I mean, that's tough. But I mean, what else we got? Y'all got anything else that y'all want to talk about for Diddy before we get
into this? I just want to give him his accolades real quick before we just slay him in this damn episode.
Damn.
Okay.
Damn.
Y'all know that he was the originator of the remix?
Ow.
Nah, what you mean?
Wasn't he the first one to start remixing shit? Remix. Nah, that wasn't Diddy.
I mean that could be a TJ fact. I'm gonna
fact check me.
Yeah, Shay can't hear the tape to
Shay can't hear.
You know, make it sound as good as you trying to make it sound right now. I don't know.
I mean, but he has done a lot of remix though. Let's not get it twisted. He's
I
done
thought
a lot
he
of
was the originator of that shit. Yeah, he might be. I don't know. Remix.
Yeah,
all right,
but anyway, know that we are definitely still in the limbo where P. Diddy is. Where in the world is P. Diddy Combs? Nobody knows right now. And, you know, we are keeping aware of it. If you see us in a live, maybe talking about it on Wednesdays, which we do pop up sometimes now. And I'm talking about IG Live, you know, so be prepared to hear from us if we find out something. But Tribe, stay tuned as we play this very recent but very cool throwback of Diddy Do It.
Did he do it?
Hey tribe, welcome back to another episode of Sophisticatedly Ratchet. Today's episode is one for the books. It's all about Diddy. We're talking about the Cassie settlement, one. Two, his past interview, a past interview that came out with Tasha K and one of his ex-girlfriends, Vivian V, and the Adult Survivors Act of New York City, or of New York State. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this episode.
I'm into some freaky shit, boy.
I would assume that one of his girls left it there. I would assume.
Right.
I know him well enough where I would assume one of his shorties left it there. And they got into some freakiness. Now, what happened with the dildo?
Guilty!
In my mind, I can't really say. And you know what? What happens in the privacy of your business?
You better ask me. You better come to me man to man. You better look me in my eye.
Is this yours? Hey, bro, this yours, bro?
You would touch it?
You know what you say? He said, bring it to me. Talk to me eye to eye like a man. I said, no.
I said, bring the story to me. I ain't said, bring the dildo to me.
Mash. Here's the difference, though. If I had went in there and I saw a dildo, I wouldn't go crazy. I wouldn't bug out about it. But if I saw a dildo and a strap on there, I would. So it's different.
If it's real crazy in this nigga's house. As opposed to just. Loosely, okay.
I assume that things are getting crazy, and not that it's my business, and not that there's anything wrong with it, guys. If you fuck around and you like strap-ons, it's nothing wrong with it. But I would make that assumption. Okay, keep that in the privacy of your room. Lock that in your drawer.
The Sophisticatedly Ratchet podcast is a roundtable, conversational podcast that gives a voice to the Black experience.
Millennials from New York City sharing our views on Black lifestyle, culture, relationships, religion, and current events.
Here at SR, we strive to give our listeners the real in the world of fake.
Worldly professionals with class that also know how to switch it up.
Now let's talk our wild shit.
What it do?
Peace. Mm. Peace and love. Oh my gosh. Gang. Hey. Happy Wednesday.
It's December, y'all.
Facts, we in December. You know, if you in a place where you know you probably received the cold, you know, may the hot sweaters and the cider be with you. All right. We are an excellent podcast here. Okay. And, you know, for those of you who are new, who have not been part of the tribe, this is the So Ratchet Podcast, which is short for the Sophisticatedly Ratchet Podcast. Gang, and welcome.
No, bro. My nigga getting better with the buttons.
You see me out here. I press the buttons. And if you don't know me, I am, yes, the button presser. I'm the guy that puts that magical sound behind this production. Some days it's on point, some days it's off point, but guess what? It's been pointed. All right. That power has been appointed to me because I got the juice. All right. So any sounds you hear, I got the juice, damn it. All right. But I'm the man behind the board.
The God powers.
That's what we call it out here. You know, I don't flex my God powers too often, but when I do, you know, it sounds great. But today I am the man that believes that you should never let perfection be the enemy of good. All right, it's your boy Flash the Philosopher. It is he, it is me, it is I. Gang, what up? All right, let me go to my next guest. All right, now we probably just gonna be talking about the guy who's slippery. You know, he always gets himself out of situations because the spew is great within this gentleman. And he'll tell you what the spew is and what it does. So give it up for my homie, Mash. What up, King?
Yo, peace, everybody. What's good?
Hey, gang. You see them? You see the love?
Feel it inside. Yo, what's good, gang? It's Mash, aka Spew God Drip Drip. Please say the drip drip. For those who don't know, gang, For those who don't know, SPEW is an abbreviation for Spreading Positive Energy Wherever. And as a SPEW guide, it's my job to enrich the lives of everybody that I meet. Representing South Jamaica, Queens, only Queens make kings. And it was something that I wanted to add to my intro. Oh, here we go. So moving forward, I just want to make sure everybody's clear. My pronouns are drip drip. All right, you know, okay. We got this hookah. Okay. My pronouns are drip drip. All right. You greet me, you drip drip me. All right.
Drip drip said it.
I'm not mad at that. All right.
Can't be. Nah. Cannot be.
All right. As far as my next guest, next co-host on the show, unfortunately, she couldn't be here today. All right, but I still got to keep the order just in case the orders was never kept. All right, so even though my co-host ain't here, we got a absentee seat for Mo, so we just gonna throw our exes up. You know, we still kept you in your spot, even though you're not here, Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider,
spirit,
the podcast.
My nigga, in spirit, nigga.
In spirit. All right. Yeah, but shout out to Mo. You know. Out there living your best life.
Don't ever zone her shit. Don't
never zone her shit. Never zone her shit.
Section, all right, section five. Now,
we gonna take it to another Bronx native though. You already know what it is. Anytime you feel that nor'easter, anytime your nipples get a little bit hard and you know it's summer and shit, you already know what's happening out here. All right, don't hide them. Don't bite them. It's TJ, y'all. Gang gang.
Just love on them. Love on them.
Love on what them. Up, tribe?
What up, tribe? It's your girl TJ, the Unicorn Gemini, and I'm here, the Ice Queen. Happy Wednesday, tribe, and we're in December. It's really Thanks. Cold. Nah, gotta find an escape. Gotta find a Caribbean island to run off to somewhere.
Here we go.
That's what we talking about.
Don't even ask her where she go. Ask her where she been. Where was the last place you been, Ice Queen? Let's start with that.
I was recently on Uber Soca Cruise. Shout out to Uber Soca Cruise.
Thanks. I'll give it to him.
We went to Belize. We went to Mexico. And that was amazing. And then I spent some time in Miami. I love Miami.
Okay. I like it. All right.
How do you not melt? How do you the Ice Queen, but how do you travel to these warm locations and not melt?
Because it's in my soul. You know, the Ice Queen is who I am in my person.
Got it. Okay. Copy that.
Can't melt the soul, bro.
Got that.
Facts.
What up, tribe?
Burr.
Gang gang. All right. And of course, you already know what happens. We have to, you know, have our resident FB, all right? Before there was Facebook, there was him, all right? All right, but, you know, he gets initials because, you know, he be trying to run from it, but, you know, sometimes it gets back to him. It's all good. But anyway, we gonna welcome the guy on the dance floor, the stage show himself, Shake the Wanderer. What up, King?
Yeah, what's good? Give it to me. Save the best for last. All right. Yo, what to do? It's your boy Shake. Y'all already know Mr. HSD, Mr. AFF. Leave the last F silent. Or this
What's today's F?
It could be Fable. Okay.
Okay.
That's right. I'm telling stories.
With it.
Tell stories out here, guys.
Yes, right? Tell your story.
You know what I mean?
Story, King.
Yeah.
It took TJ Man right. to see what Fable was. I could see it in her face.
No, I was like, what? I thought it was like a fake story, but is it a fake story?
Yeah,
what's
a fable?
A fable is like a
made-up
folk tale. Or
it's a folk tale.
It's
like
a fake story. Yeah. Okay.
It's not a fake story. It's just a story.
Okay.
It's a story.
I think a fable is a made-up story.
There could be elements of made-up stories in there.
I'm gonna look. Okay. Keep on going, Flash.
All right. Well, you know, that's what we do on this podcast. We fact check each other, all right? Because sometimes we get shit wrong. But when we don't, I'd be remiss. I'm gonna use the words of Mo. I'd be remiss, okay, if I didn't bring in this next segment, all right, to make sure that we take care of ourselves, our mind, bodies, and souls. So we call upon the ice queen to water us with a no bad days.
Okay.
Because I said it was gonna be a great ass day. I won't accept nothing else. Nothing bad will enter my day. Say that shit like you mean it. Howl it.
TJ, does the ponytail flop like that when you do
it? It depends. It depends on who's making it come. You know, I'm coming. All right, Tribe. Just make sure you're not watching us.
Go ahead.
What you gotta say? Some slick.
I was gonna say, make sure y'all check us out on YouTube to see TJ's reenactment of what she looks like when she has an orgasm. All right. This is another reason to go check us out on YouTube. All right.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
And you can find us on YouTube at So Ratchet Space Podcast on YouTube. Okay, Facts. Tribe. I was gonna say that. So great plug, okay? Tribe, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's the middle of the week. Give yourself some love. Today, I'm going to introduce the tribe to the heart chakra. It's located in the middle of your chest. And it's responsible for our love for ourselves, for our love for others, compassion, empathy, and forgiveness. Some affirmations that I'd like to share with you guys are, I deserve love. I love myself to the fullest. I'm surrounded by love. And I'm ready to receive and to give love, right? Because that's important. It's nice to receive it, but it's also nice to give it out, right? Right. And that's all surrounded by a heart chakra located in the middle of our chest. So if any of those affirmations resonate with you, go ahead and take a nice deep breath in and out. Drop your shoulders down and focus on those affirmations. No bad days. And if you're looking at us on YouTube, you know that the color is green. But for those that are listening to us, yeah, the color was green. I forgot to say that.
Gang.
Yeah, right. I be missing the color sometimes too. Yeah. It's okay. But it's all good. Thank you, TJ, for cleansing our souls. Now, we got to get to the part of this episode where, of course, we love to educate ourselves. And we do that by playing a little game. And we're led by our resident FB. So I'm going to introduce him with this week's Word of the Week.
Word of the week. Oh, God. Shut up, Flash. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Man. What it do? Once again, it's your boy, Shake, America's favorite fable for this week. And I'm here to introduce you to today's Word of the Week. Okay. So today's word of the week, right? This was a little hard for me to find, but I know that it is a word. You'll look it up and you'll find out that it's a word as well when you look up the definition. The word is latibulate. Okay. Oh, yes. Latibulate. It's spelled latibulate. All right. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a verb and it means to hide oneself in the corner, all right? So, I'm going to use it in a sentence so we all know how to use it, okay? Latibulate. So, instead of facing the music after I messed up at work, I decided to latibulate instead. Yes, hide oneself in the corner. Latibulate.
Good job. Well done.
Is that's what we're doing?
Anybody got another
That's it.
I can't wait to use it in this episode.
It's a good one.
Yeah. I had a perverted one. I don't know if you want
to. Go for it. Let me hear it.
Go for it.
All right.
Now's your time.
So one day I was in the mall. And my dick got too hard, so I had to go latibulate myself.
You know what's crazy? Flash, didn't you say you used to have to do that on the bus?
Why would your dick get hard on the bus?
Because it used to be these bad chicks on the bus that I used to just look at. I used to be like, damn, I fuck. And shit just got crazy one day. But I forgot I was standing up.
That's what happens with teenagers.
It happens.
That's what happens.
Young love.
For real.
Young love.
Like, women don't understand that shit. The non-control of our erectile function.
And you know what's wild? Yo, when I told Shake the story, I was sitting here like, you know, I wasn't thinking like people be looking down. I'm thinking everybody on the bus, everybody just minding their own business, looking up and shit. Meanwhile, I was over here like, yeah, I mean, well, she was, but I was just
don't be standing up in front of nobody. Don't be standing up right in front of nobody. Like, they all looking up, minding their business.
Yo, Flash, was uncomfortable. Triggered by that by that example you gave? Should I be triggered by the example you gave? Because I am slightly triggered by the example you gave.
Triggered?
Wait, why? Why?
Because I used to be the Easter Bunny in King. I used to be the Easter Bunny at, well, many, many moons ago. Damn, what's the popular...
At a mall, like a job?
The mall in Brooklyn.
There's a mall in Brooklyn. Okay.
King's Plaza?
King's Plaza Mall. I was an Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Oh. And this sexy mother wanted her kid to take a picture with the Easter Bunny. But I think she was into furries because she was talking some wild shit in my ear. And I had to latibulate. So when he gave that example, it triggered me because I thought he was throwing some subs, but apparently he wasn't. So that was just
me. Bro. Bro, the amount of times I've had to latibulate in my life, man, I it's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a fact. That's a good word, Shake. Good word.
What are we going to next? We starting the episode, Flash. All right. Go ahead, bro. Like and subscribe, bro.
All right, so make sure y'all, because Shay just got me just going and this nigga one direct me now.
Can you finish with
shooting? That's what I'm saying, nigga. Like, you see me eating, though, but right it's
quick,
all good.
Right quick.
I'm a multitasker, right, bro.
Can you finish it?
No.
Pay the bills.
No, fuck
pay
you.
The bills. Pay the bills.
Let me tell you something about this episode, all right? Shay gets on my fucking nerves every episode. And we're not going to, we're going to pay the bills, right? Let's pay the bills, guys. Anyway, yo, we love doing this, y'all. And, of course, we have these special episodes, our current events episodes, where we like, you know, we like to do things that are just happening. All right, so we got a few stories that we want to talk about today, and I'm going to bring in
Shit!
Oh, you want me to do that?
Call to action really quickly, bro.
Hey,
can you do a
Hey y'all! Hey, it's me, Flash the Philosopher. As you can see, I'm over here. Popping pills. Look, it's raining pills. You know what you should do? You should like and subscribe if you like to sit and watch me in the background with all the pills and shit, all right? Make sure you like, subscribe, you know, see us on YouTube. This is what we do. We're a podcast with video.
Share
us with a friend. All right? Whore us out, all right? You share us.
And like Flash always says, don't forget to comment.
Don't forget to review, all right? You leave a review. And you tell us why you like this episode. All right? Damn it.
All right, Flash.
All right. This nigga got the whip, just cracking the whip on me. Ah, all right. Next segment.
You felt that?
We do something on this podcast where we bring you current events. We like staying true to making sure you know what's happening on these streets. Thanks. So our first episode, of course, you know, it's a big thing in the news right now, but we're going to bring it in with the Diddy portion of this episode. Did he do it? Mash, you leading this? Oh, who's leading this?
The guy who pulled up on the screen,
man, him.
In this story, not the episode, Flash, the story. Who's leading the story? Okay, so I am now leading the story about Sean P. Diddy Combs. And for those who don't know, those who've been under a rock, let's just say that, Sean P. Diddy Combs has been in the news crazy lately. All right? Okay, so the news I want to share with you guys is Sean P. Diddy Combs has stepped aside as chairman of Revolt amidst sexual assault lawsuits from three different women. In addition, he has lost his partnership with Capital Prep, the charter school that he helped start in Harlem, all right, that's also located in the Bronx. And also, Macy's is removing Sean John from all of their shelves, right? I'm gonna be honest with you, I didn't even know Sean John was still around, but you know what? Apparently, people are still rocking it, and they've been rocking it for years. He outlived Rockaware, he outlived FUBU, he outlived all of these things, right? He outlived Boss Jeans, and he is still around with Sean John selling these things. And Macy's now took it off of the shelves. All right. So let's go into the story a little bit. All right. So
it's in Boss Jeans. Three... Oh, good. Did you research on that?
I wasn't gonna say that. He was on a wave. He was going. I was like, go, my nigga, go. Go, my nigga. Go. Right. Nigga
boy, I don't even know if Boss is boy,
Hilfiger. Guess. Say them all, nigga. Tommy, say their name.
Tommy Hilfiger's still around.
Say their name.
Say Tommy Hilfiger. We deaded Tommy Hilfiger years ago, but Tommy Hilfiger be coming out with some stuff that made me want to go,
Nah, Hilfiger cool though.
I kind of like that, but as soon as I see Tommy on it, as soon as I see Tommy Hilfiger on it, I'm like, nah, not doing it. I won't do it. And this has been ever since high school. I've deaded it. All right. Okay. So back to Diddy. All right. In each of the three lawsuits, the women allege instances of physical and sexual assault. And the most famous of the three is his former girlfriend, Cassandra Ventura, as they name her in the case. All right. Although Diddy denies the claim, he reached a settlement with Cassie the day after she filed the lawsuit. Diddy put out a statement saying that his decision to settle the lawsuit in no way undermines his flat-out denial of the claim. And regarding the two other women, a spokesperson for Diddy said, "This is nothing but a money grab," right? The spokesperson also stated that because of Mr. Combs' fame and success, he is an easy target for anonymous accusers who lie without conscious or consequence for financial benefit, all right? Now going into Cassie, okay. Right? I'm going to go a little deeper into the Cassie story, right? So the year was 2006, oh. Right? Oh. Cassie had just released her single debut, Me and You, which reached it to Billboard's top 100. It was actually number one in the Billboard 100 for hip-hop, right? Around this time, Cassie met Diddy. And by 2007, after he'd broken up with Kim Porter, they started dating, right? Even though they didn't go public till about 2012, right? They had started dating in 2007. They went public in 2012. That's when they started going to a few events. They went to they went to Kanye West fashion show. They went to Diddy's fashion show, whatever, right? This tumultuous relationship lasted until 2018. It was about 10 years, right? Cassie, right, claims that not long after she met him, when she was 19, because he was 19, she was 19, and P. Diddy was 37 at the time, he began a pattern of control and abuse that included plying her with drugs, beating her, and forcing her to have sex with a succession of male prostitutes while he filmed the encounters. In 2018, the suit says, near the end of their relationship, Sean P. Diddy Combs, forced his way into her home and then forced himself onto her, right? We're going to use that instead of the R word because that's what he did, all right? There are even reports that Puff allegedly blew up Kid Cudi's car when him and Cassie tried to pursue a relationship together, during one of the many breakups that Puff and Cassie has had. Okay, P. Diddy's lawyer claims that for the past 6 months, Cassie has persistently demanded $30 million under the threat of releasing a damaging book about their relationship. The lawyer also stated that Diddy offered Cassie eight figures to silence her and prevent her from filing this lawsuit, to which Cassie rejected, all right? Because obviously the eight figures was less than the $30,000 that she requested, right? Because I did the math.
30 million or 30,000? Because you said 30 million.
30 million is eight figures. But apparently he offered her eight figures, but it was less than that 30 million that she was asking for, right? Okay. Diddy's reported net worth is $1 billion, right? That was his net worth last year. And Forbes calculated his annual earnings last year as $90 million. So he could afford 30 mil. He could afford 30 mil, right? So I guess, you know, that's why he paid it out, right? So I have a question for the tribe. I know that was long, but I have a question for the tribe. Does settling his lawsuit imply guilt, or do you believe that it was a strategy to protect his image?
Guilty, guilty, guilty. Yo, this nigga Puff is a monster.
Out the gate.
This nigga Puff. Puff has been raping artists for generations. Like, yo,
raping their pockets.
Financially.
I don't know nobody everything. Who came out of Bad Boy unscathed from raping the records. Yo, like nobody.
Raping you.
To hear these allegations or to hear these accusations, they don't surprise me. You know, they don't come off as off-putting, because if she got this much information on her side to be able to garner that much money, just keep going. Just keep on going, because whatever, she gonna shortchange you. And that's why she did what she did. And now we have all these other people coming up saying, hey, look, I was also violated by this man. And it's getting real egregious out here in these streets for Buck.
Crazy. But I mean, I feel like wait, go ahead, Flash. I'm sorry.
Nah, I was just laughing when Matt said that, because I feel like even like the men are coming out and saying, like, you know, I've suspected things. Well, so I watched a video, Columbus Short.
Okay.
No, this was Columbus Short, and he claimed that Diddy was inviting him to his room at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning while he was next to his wife and shit. And it was only Diddy in the room. And I'm just sitting here like, I don't know if some of that is clout chasing or if it's like dudes are all trying to just have their story in the era of all this Diddy shit, as far as like, yo, I had an experience with Diddy too, and I'm going to tell you what it is. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not surprised to see that a lot of shit is coming up. That's all.
I don't think it's clout chasing only because a lot of men don't like to talk about them being in those compromising situations. I think that's the truth. But go ahead. Yeah. What you were going to say, Mash?
I was just going to co-sign you. I was going to say, I don't think it's clout chasing. Well, it may be clout chasing by definition, but if this is the talking point that we're talking about and people have these experiences that they want to share so that we can all be privy to it, then I'm open to hearing about it. You know what I mean? Like,
so this is like a kumbaya moment? Like, we all just going
exactly, that's exactly, you know, what it is. Because now all of the people who've been violated have a voice. Right. They can all speak up about how they all share this experience with this person. And we can all try to see if it's legitimate or not, you know, based on their experiences. So it is a kumbaya moment for sure.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes he also said it was a money grab as well. Like, people actually come up trying to file lawsuits. But I get why men wouldn't come out.
Want to speak
and
on it.
Say, like, you know, I feel like he was trying something with me. And, you know. To keep it a stack. And right quick, for those of you who missed our clout chasing episode, it's going to be right here in the corner right here. Check it out. Check out our clout chasing episode from last week. It's right here in the corner. All right. All right. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, TJ.
No. I'll let you finish.
Okay.
I have something to
say. So what I was going to say in regards to the, there's two things I wanted to say. In regards to this lawsuit, him taking the settlement so quickly, for me, I felt like it implies guilt. It implies I'm guilty. I don't want more stuff to come out. I want to squash this right now, because now it's in the public eye. I want to get this out of the public eye now. But it was already too late. And I don't think he thought about how quickly people would like jump on like the bandwagon as far as saying that, oh shit, yeah, he raped me too, or he did this to me as well. And he thought he would just get it out real quickly, protect his image. I think he thought it was protecting his image. But at the end of the day, it also implies guilt, right? The second thing I wanted to say is about, you know, guys coming out in the industry. I'm going to tell you right now, the first time I was hit on by a guy was at an industry party, all right? And it was weird, right? Because dude,
you went to Diddy party?
No, I went to like a regular industry.
Take that.
I went to a regular industry.
I'm asking.
With our boy Phil, because you know Phil got the he you know what I'm saying? He know about the industry part.
You know, we should have Phil share his Diddy story.
Right? He might have a Diddy story.
He might have a Diddy story. Everybody got a Diddy story.
We gotta talk to Phil, see if we got a Diddy story.
I went to this event, and this dude, he's sitting at the bar, he's talking to me. We like vibing, we chilling and stuff, you know what I mean? Mad cool. Real cool guy. And then he goes, yo, we having an after party. We have an after party in my hotel room, bro. You should definitely come through. And I was like, what? That shit sounds dope, yo. And then he's, yo, put your number on my phone and don't let nobody see. And I was like, what? That's what I was doing. I was like, wait. Whoa, bro. I think you got the wrong idea.
That nigga said, do you want to come to my hotel? Baby, I can give you my room key.
Because I started putting two and two together. And I was just like, I think this nigga's hitting on me. I think this guy's hitting on me, right? Raise funny. My voice like that.
But, nah, the fact that he said don't let nobody see is wild.
That threw me off all the way. And I was just like, this is the crap they talking about at these industry parties, bro. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, I'm good. So that's what I wanted to say. Wait, what's TJ?
You know what I think? I don't know what TJ is, but yo, I feel like Diddy bought this on himself though a bit. I don't know if y'all remember. I don't know if it was last year or this year when he did like the whole Joker shit. The nigga dressed up as Halloween as a Joker. This nigga did a whole movie segment. And he was running around in the car, hanging out the window, terrorizing shit. And I was sitting here like, damn, this nigga played this role really well.
Really good.
You know, so now when I see like all these allegations and shit, I'm sitting here like, damn, I think this nigga Diddy been a villain for a long time. Like on some real shit. Mm-hmm. Yo. You know, he
been a villain for a while.
Yeah, I was going through like a history of just shit that he's either been around as far as, even if you go back to the shooting at the club with J-Lo and Sean.
Yo, crazy. There was even an
incident where he was throwing some event and I want to say like 8 or 9 people had died because they had got trampled in some event that he was throwing and shit like that. And it's just... You just see these stories about just bad shit. And then, of course, you know, you hear the Tupac and the Biggie shit. And granted, it's all allegations or hearsay, nearsay, or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. But allegedly, right. But it makes me say, like, damn, I don't know if I would want to hang around a nigga if problems is always around you like that type of shit. But that's just me.
So his relationship with J-Lo catapulted her entire career, if you guys don't remember that. And it ended when that shootout happened. She was like, I'm done. I ain't fucking with it. You ain't no more. Oh, yeah. Like, it was the end of their relationship and they never got back together. Facts. And it's funny that you met. There's so much that I want to say. So technical difficulties on my end. But no, Flash, you said a whole bunch of stuff. Well, everybody said a whole bunch of stuff. So Flash, you had mentioned when he played the Joker for Halloween and he played it so well. I always say this when, like, for me, Lawrence Fishburne, I cannot see him outside of Ike Turner because he played that scene so well. There's a piece of him that's really like that. Whoop that chick. What's his name? Terrence Howard. He got a piece of him that's already... I've seen him in films where he comes out, that mean side comes out. There's a piece of that inside that real man, okay? Everyone that plays these characters so well. Cameron in Paid in Full. That nigga is that character from Paid in Full. He played it way too well.
He played the shit out of Rico character.
That's who he is. That's who he is. And so, yeah, like you guys mentioned, all you guys mentioned, so many people have been coming out of the woodworks talking about Diddy. Cameron was one of them. He was saying how he went to pick up Mace one day and Mace was at, they was at Diddy's house somewhere in Manhattan, some brownstone he owned. And there was a dildo in the bathroom. And Cameron was like, yo, what's this about? And Mace was like, yo, it's Diddy's, you know, he be having girls up in here. So I don't really know, you know? So, you know, trying to say maybe it's not gay, you know what I'm saying? But pretty much the stories are coming out the woodworks. And you don't know if Diddy did it or not. But
all right, so I don't mean to cut you off, TJ, but let's take a minute to unpack this. Yo, Flash, if I ever seen a dildo in your bathroom, bro, I need you to know that I'm automatically assuming you gay, bro. Like, I'm automatically
Why? The question. Wait.
He has a girl.
Wait. No, that's what I'm saying. Is there a woman around me? Because you can't just automatically.
Like, there's anything wrong with that.
You got to tell me. You got to talk to me. You can't just do that. You got to talk to me. You got to have the question.
There's nothing wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that, Shake? You just said that out your mouth?
No.
You just said that? There's nothing wrong with
that? Wait, no.
So, have you ever used a dildo on a woman?
If I saw a dildo in his room, I may assume.
Not his room. We didn't say that.
His hotel.
TJ said he's in the bathroom. If you went to Flash Crib and you went to the bathroom.
No, it's his house.
And you see the dildo sitting on the sink where you about to wash your hands. Sitting there on the seat.
I'm into some freaky shit, boy.
I would assume that one of his girls left it there. I would assume.
Right.
I know him well enough where I would assume one of his shorties left it there. And they got into some freakiness. Now, what happened with the dildo?
Guilty!
In my mind, I can't really say. And you know what? What happens in the privacy of your
business? You better ask me.
Your business.
You better ask me. You better come to me man to man. You better look me in my eyes.
Make assumptions.
And wait until I better have a great story. This yours? Hey, bro. This yours, bro. I found this in the bathroom,
bro. You would touch it? Ew. You would touch it?
You know what you say? He said, bring it to me. Talk to me eye to eye like a man.
I said, bring the story to me. I ain't say bring the dildo to me.
Mash. Here's the difference, though. If I had went in there and I saw a dildo, I wouldn't go crazy. I wouldn't bug out about it. But if I saw a dildo and a strap on there, I would.
So it's different. If it's real crazy in this nigga's house. As opposed to just. Loosely, okay.
I assume that things are getting crazy, and not that it's my business, and not that there's anything wrong with it, guys. If you fuck around and you like strap-ons, it's nothing wrong with it. But no. I would make that assumption. Okay, keep that in the privacy of your room. Lock that in.
You know what's wild? I ain't even gonna hold you, son. There's certain times where I see people's toys. And I'm just like, oh, you into that? Like I gotta look and I gotta look at the person. Like I'll be like, oh, you into that? And it's wild. Like I've seen different cabinets, all types of shit. And it'd be from the most unsuspecting people sometimes. But then when I see it, I'm just like, oh, you really into that? Like, and it makes me want to say, okay, they on some freak shit, but it's all good.
Yeah, maybe I'm just a different type of nigga, you know. But I just feel like. That is very questionable. And you know what? Maybe you're right, Shake. Because when I heard the dildo, I thought automatically already had a strap with it.
I was thinking of the rubber shit.
So you wouldn't think that it was two women that he had, you know, doing that?
If you saw a strap, you would automatically think
he was gay?
I would have to question what's going on before I got here.
Why you haven't heard the story yet? Like,
bro, why you ain't telling me what's going on, bro?
So you hiding something.
You have to put me on, bro. What's going on here?
Okay. Can I finish my point? Because I have a lot to say.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Also, don't forget about Cassie, who Cassie sued, TJ. Don't forget about that. Like you said, how she did it smart.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get to. So yes. I do feel like, you know. The outside looking in, and that we talk about this in the clout chasing episode, and the outside looking in to see him settle so fast, be like, that nigga guilty, you know? And then you got 50 Cent talking and all this shit, and then all these people coming out the woodworks. However, there's a lawyer, and we're going to play this clip for you guys. There's a lawyer that did an analysis on the case, and she pretty much said that Cassie's lawyers were really smart. They did not sue Diddy as the person himself. They sued his companies. Because she was an actual employee for a lot of his companies. And so he had no choice but to settle according to this lawyer that, you know, did her analysis. And if he wanted to keep any money for his heirs, you know, he has a few children and I'm sure he has a lot of expenses. This was the best option. But he had to step down from literally all the companies that he was a director or a leader or a CEO. So that's the reason why he settled, even though for the outside people, you know, to the lame people that are not, you know, well-versed in the law, you know, we're like, oh, he settled, you know, do we even know how much he settled for? Because I know, Shake, you mentioned a whole bunch of different numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say how much he settled for?
They didn't say how much he settled
for. It wasn't released. Yeah, they didn't say. from the outside looking in, we're going to all think that he's guilty because he settled, but he had to do this legally to protect his businesses. And another thing that I wanted to mention is he was in relations with multiple women. Okay. This has come out through the woodworks of everything that's gone on. One woman in particular, her name is Vivian V. She was on Tasha K. Tasha K is a blogger. If you ever heard of her, she's on YouTube. Cardi B sued her and actually won that lawsuit. So she's usually pretty well, she's well known in telling everybody's business. And this interview that she did with Vivian V was done, I want to say, a few years ago. However, she just reposted that shit on her YouTube. So if you want to look it up, you can go ahead and find that shit on your own. You know what I mean? But it's Tasha K and Vivian V. And this woman literally talks about being in a relationship with Diddy for a few years and had multiple abortions for him. He was physically, emotionally, mentally abusive. And at the same time that he was dating her, he was also dating Cassie. She said she had conversations with Cassie. She said that, you know, Cassie was never upset with her or anything like that. He was also in a relationship with Lori Harvey at the same time that he was dating her. She even said that she felt sad that she couldn't be in the limelight with him, like going to all the events. He would choose Lori or Cassie to go to all these events with him as opposed to her. She said that he was physically abusive to her, even in front of her own child. And she also made a point to say that he never did it in front of his own kids. It's a crazy interview. I don't want to get into it too deep, but I really do think that we're going to end up seeing a surviving P. Diddy, just how we saw a surviving R. Kelly, because there's just so much coming out right now. And Mash, we were talking, we do a mental health check-in before we do every episode because we're actual friends, tribe. And Mash said something that is really true. Everything done in the dark comes to the light, you know? Right. So I feel really bad for all of his victims, and I'm here with the popcorn, okay? Me and 50 Cent and everybody else is here with the popcorn, and we're interested in seeing everything that played out. Vivian V did mention that Diddy would say things to her at one point like, "What did you expect? I'm a rock star or I'm a superstar." You know, like this is the life of a superstar. This is the life of a rock star, or whatever the word it is that he said. And you know, sometimes we think because we have money, we could do whatever the hell we want. And yo, you can't.
Can I play a clip too? Speaking of interviews from, I play a piece of the Mark Curry interview?
Okay. Right, so, and who's Mark Curry?
So Mark Curry used to be a artist with Bad Boy Entertainment.
He was on that song, Bad Boys for Life.
Oh, I saw this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just want to play this part of the interview because I guess he was talking about parties and how they used to get down and shit, but I'll play it.
They just be sitting there. Like, let me tell you something, man. I'm going to get back with you. We got to rewind this back. We used to go to when we go to the club, we used to have these bottles, right? And on this bottle, they'd be regular Moet bottles. On them bottles right there, they'd been to have something to make the girls be real, real slippery and all of this kind of stuff. So when you get up, they be like, don't touch them bottles right there and only drink them bottles right there. So we already knew what the drill was. You just don't mess with them bottles, right? Then all of the girls is in the club after a while. They're all running, opening up their mouth like little birds. Just running around just popping pills in their mouth. Pop, pill, 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 pill. And then that was the party. But all of the females that was in it, that's what they wanted. That was what party. It was part of the hip-hop culture. We ain't see nothing wrong with it until Bill Cosby got in trouble.
He did what?
Man, look. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, sir. I don't mean to cut you.
There's more?
Yeah. We ain't going to play the whole shit. But it's definitely given like Diddy just has stories that are going to probably come out more now. Like I said, because everybody got a Diddy story now. So I'm just not surprised at, you know, what's to come. So, I got questions, you know, hope that man finds peace.
No, wait, let no, not yet. Not yet.
Not yet.
So with that Mark Curry video, right? Doesn't it make him guilty by association? Like, doesn't that make
so stupid. Of course. Like, he's so stupid.
Like, don't that make you a monster as well if you knew that this was going on and then
you didn't say nothing?
But you know what it is?
You heard what he said, though. He said it wasn't until Bill Cosby got caught.
Right. But look, they don't see themselves as the monster, though, because they're looking at the biggest monster in the room, probably. They're looking at Diddy like, this a wild boy. You know what I'm saying? So they're probably playing off maybe things that they're doing as not as serious. But in all reality, it is kind of implicating him and saying, you was around shit for the whole time. If you got all these stories, nigga, what was you doing, nigga? You know?
Right. So, you're silent. Your silence speaks a lot in terms of now in hindsight, we're talking about. I mean, if I was him, I wouldn't have said none of that. Like, if I knew that we was out here giving it up like that, I wouldn't have recorded myself saying that on camera, because now you're just as big as a monster, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But did you hear what he said, though?
I don't know if it's a monster, because I don't know if he was drugging them. We don't know if he was drugging them unwillingly, right? Because he's saying the women were putting their mouths out like, give it to me.
No.
He's saying the women, but the bottle shit, though, too.
There we go. That part. You knew it was bottles.
Roofie bottles.
Right. Those are probably the roofie bottles. Right. That's what I'm trying to say. I mean, allegedly, but this is what we're saying. You know what I'm saying?
That's the questionable part. That's the part. Them taking pills afterwards, they was on one. They was ready. Right? You know, but to get them to that point, you knew what the setup was. Like, you knew there was two separate sets to drink from, and you didn't drink from that because you were aware. And since you were aware, that makes you responsible. Like, that.
Crazy.
That's still real.
It does. However, you heard what he said. He said he didn't even know that it was a problem until he heard about Bill Cosby. Yeah. He said this is what the industry was. Mm-hmm. This is exactly that's rock how star the industry shit. Was. Yeah.
Yo, I ain't gonna hold exactly you. Yo, I used to work with a dude from the Fooshnickens. It was a rap group.
Who?
Back in the days. but it's called the Fooshnickens. And he used to definitely tell us about a lot of shit that people like him would see in the industry, especially when you go backstage and some of these stories as far as like mountains of cocaine and mountains of weed and shit. I know he was dead ass. He was like, yo, this is shit that he would see on a regular basis on some of these shows and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So just know, like, there's a fast lifestyle behind the scenes of a lot of shit, and we're not necessarily in it to know how fast that shit's moving, but that's really some people's lives. Like, you know, drugs, money, fame, liquor, pussy, all that shit. It's quick.
And I quote Rick Ross. He says, I'm the life of the party. Let's get these hoes on the molly.
Party time.
He said that?
It's different, man. Damn. Yeah, they different.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got any more Diddy?
Did he do it or did he do it?
All right, can move on.
So wait, well, before we move off of Diddy real quick, I saw a video with that insinuated that Diddy hung my man Wale off a balcony by his feet.
Oh man.
Because he was in the studio recording with Cassie. Now Wale has since come out to say that this isn't reality. He says this isn't what happened. You know, he disputed it. But after hearing that story, It gave me signs of Suge Knight. It gave me like,
right?
You the East Coast Suge this whole time, and we never knew. Like, you were doing all of these things.
Played the good guy image.
Right. You were rocking it out this way, you know, but not publicly putting out this persona, but privately, you were acting like this. And I think it's all possible now. Now my whole perception of Diddy has changed from what I thought it was in the 90s when he was in shiny suits and shit to now. And it's crazy how you can do a 180, like a whole fucking spin of character once more information about your behavior gets out. And that just speaks volumes about what you said earlier, TJ. You know, what's done in the dark will always come to light, gang. You know, no matter how tight-lipped your team is, you think that, you know, everybody gonna keep it down. They not, bro. So, you know, you got to do your dirt by your lonely, or just don't do dirt at all, bro. Just try to keep it on the up and up, because it's going to come out.
I do want to say one last thing, is that I think what comes with this ego is the money. when you get to a certain level of money, success, fame, some people just have this ego that overshines them. And I see it more when people have money, when they have this level of fame, they feel like they are untouchable. And there's a lot of minions that are that surround them, which are your people that are allowing you to do these things, enabling you to do these things. The driver that she was like, yo, his driver seen me get fucked up in the car, because Vivian talked about one time she shook Meek Mill's hand and Diddy was like, how dare you fucking disrespect me like that? You know what I'm saying? In public. And he fucked her up in that car. And the driver seen it. You know, the driver had to witness it, but everybody's quiet. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So
he got a family to take care of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep my job. I get it.
You know? Diddy pays well, I guess.
Now let's talk about that. Like, I know that there are, you have to have discretion, right? You know, you have to have discernment of what's okay and not okay. But you think these people are like contractually obligated to not say anything?
Some of them have to sign NDAs.
I wouldn't say contractually. I would say if you want to keep your job, you shut your mouth. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be contractual though. You know what I mean?
Sometimes there are.
But you know, if you know this dude is running around and he's acting like Suge Knight, right? And you know, I've heard this from a lot of producers in the industry over the years, even dating way back to the 70s and stuff like that, how the producers would be like cutthroat and cold hearted. You know what I mean? You know, you as the driver don't want to get on the wrong side of that. You know what I mean? I'm just a working guy. I don't want to get on the wrong side of that. He's paying me really good money to just drive him around. Why would I risk my job for her? Who now I'm going to rationalize it as, you know, she can leave if she want to, but she's deciding to stay for the money, right? Just like me, I'm here for the money. She's staying for the money. And I'm rationalizing it's like, if she want to leave, she could just leave.
Yo, we got to track down all of these chauffeurs and get them to write a tell all. I'm sure they got some wild shit. All of the wild shit goes down in the V, bro. I'm sure.
And a lot of them have to sign NDAs and they want their bonuses and the money is good. And, you know, so.
All right. What happens in the vehicle stays in the vehicle. Like, don't ever mention anything outside of
things
this.
Things that happen in the house. I mean, she even talked about the housekeeper, you know, like the chefs, people that were in the house that witnessed it, that saw her being, you know, like bruised up and everything. So everybody's been quiet.
Ain't allowed to say shit.
They not. They a lot of them have to sign NDAs sometimes when you're working.
How much
with
money
them.
You think how much and, money would you need not to say nothing? Let's say we were drivers, right? Mm-hmm. How much money would you need to not say something?
I mean,
I don't know.
Me?
Yeah, me think I'm an amount of money for me.
An average person. Like I said, I don't think it's the amount of money they make, even though I really believe that his drivers were paid well. I'm not saying it.
No, he's talking about you, King. He wants to know, what do you value on yourself? Like, what is the number for you to shut up? What's your number?
My thing is, this for me,
2 million.
I don't know if you guys ever watched Snowfall, but there was a guy who was on Snowfall. He was paying a guy really good money. And the guy was driving him around and he
what's the number?
A lot of the stuff that he was doing, right? And for me,
yeah,
for me, about 300k a year. You paying me 300k a year? I'm shutting my mouth. I'm not saying nothing. Signing the NDA and everything. I'm not even gonna go crazy. I'll sign the NDA and everything. 300 a year. I'm good. Just to be a driver though. That's it.
Flash.
Okay.
I'm conflicted because I'm gonna say like it depends on my morals and my lifestyle. Like if you telling me I got to see a whole bunch of wild shit. Like, maybe that's not the
place for
me.
Once a week.
Nah, but this is what I'm saying. I don't know if you could buy that off of me, though. Because I need peace of mind with a lot of shit. Like, at least where I am right now. Back in the days, maybe if you asked me, I would have done it. But I was driving niggas around for free. I was doing shit for free back in the days. You know? But it wasn't on no, like, it wasn't on no fucking, like, women transporting women and shit. But it would be like, I'm driving niggas around and either niggas got weapons in the car or niggas got warrants and I gotta sneak somebody past somewhere and shit. Like I was that nigga that'd be like, yo, jump in the car, we out. And that's just what it was.
So you
know,
to keep,
but I said to say like my allegiance at that time
to maybe certain people who I was just more familiar with, led me to make sure, like, okay, you know what? I don't, not that I owe them, but I'd rather look out for this person that I'm familiar with and that I know versus, like, you know, them get caught up in some shit. So, yeah, it was stupid decisions, but that's just where my heart was at the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yo, to keep it a stack.
Nash, what's your number?
To keep it a stack, right quick, without even a number, right? If I was a fucking Uber driver and I saw a dude in the back of his car and he put hands on his wife in the back of his car, I'm not getting involved with that. I'm just saying. I'm just not getting involved with it. I'm going to stop the car. Y'all could get out right here, but I'm not getting involved with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, shorty, like, you need to really consider your life right now. And do something different. Yeah.
That's getting involved.
I actually had that happen to me.
But, like, I don't want to be involved with this shit. If they ever call me, like, did this happen in your car? Da 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 da. I don't want to be involved. I'm pleading the fifth.
Yeah,
I don't
you see, you see, and this is what I'm saying, Shake. You want peace of mind? Mash gonna give a number as if like he gonna be okay with a nigga just knifing a nigga down in the back seat one time, and it's like, well, nah, you can't say
that
because
you ain't even hear my number.
Thank you.
You
don't know that. Thank you. Go ahead, man. Say your number, and I have.
But he has a number.
I mean, I got a number, but I feel like, just like you said, bro, I think that it's peace of mind, right? I couldn't see myself doing it long term. Like, I could probably work there maybe a month, and if we talk about one ass whooping a week. I could maybe do four tops. I can't do no more out of you, bro. I can't be a part of this, bro. But I'm going to need some bread. I'm going to need some change to keep my mouth shut for a while, bro. I think my number, I'm with you, Shake. 300K. I'll be able to keep a tight lip.
But that's a year. That's not 1 month. That's
break that down. Break that down to 12 months. Break that down. Yeah, I'm all right with that. I break it down.
Do that number for me. Shake. But I want to say shout out to Uber drivers that do say something. 40K for the month. Okay, that's not bad. Yeah. That's not bad, man.
Am I right?
Well, do your shake.
I think
check,
I fucked it up.
I got it. I'll give it a second.
Anyway, shout out to the Uber drivers that do say something. I actually was in a situation. I had an ex-boyfriend that was super aggressive with me, and I got in an Uber, and he was like trying not to get me into the Uber. He was literally trying to pull my bags out of the Uber, and the Uber driver, you know, stepped in on my behalf, and I was very grateful for it. But he gave me a whole lecture driving to my destination, exactly what you said, Shake. Like, yo, you need to leave him alone. Do not go back to him. Like, all those things. Like, he was like, a man that does something like that, it's not, this is just the very beginning of it. So anyway, I digress.
That's 25K.
It's 25K. It is.
25K. I looked it up. That's not bad for a month. That's not bad for a month. But just remember your conscience.
Man. All right, y'all. Yeah. All right, so enough Diddy shit. All right, we gonna Diddy out with y'all.
We had an hour.
Take that.
Y'all want to keep going?
Diddy, do it.
I mean, we can stop here and just keep it on a Diddy. Diddy,
we're gonna keep these episodes short.
I mean, y'all ain't want to do the Diddy episode. Y'all say y'all want to chop it up. But I'm okay with making it a Diddy episode.
I mean, we want to talk about other things, but we can talk about it on our live. Tonight, we go live, Tribe, if you're not.
Do we have other quick reports?
I'm not aware.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we do. Yeah, we got. So I want to tack this part on and in lieu of the Diddy part about the survivors, New York survivors law.
Okay, go ahead. Right.
So, yes. Do Kathy Hochul.
So I want to take a minute to talk about Kathy Hochul's law that she signed. Well, the law that went into effect last year for Adult Survivors Act, right? So basically, when the New York State Adult Survivors Act took effect in November 2022, it offered a rare opportunity for survivors of sexual assault. For 1 year, the state removed the time restrictions on civil lawsuits that allowed adult survivors to sue their abusers and the institutions that protected them no matter when the attack occurred, right? Okay. So what that was is that basically when she lifted the statute of limitation, over 3,000 people, hold on, let me make sure I get this right. Let me get this right. Okay, so in a year since that one-time window opened for New York State allowing people to file sexual abuse lawsuits, the statute of limitation, more than 3,000 civil suits were filed. Before the deadline of Thanksgiving, a flurry of attention-grabbing suits were filed against politicians like Andrew Cuomo, Mayor Adams, and celebrities like Puff, for example, we talked about. But hundreds of other people have collectively or separately sued institutions, including state prisons, jails, hospitals. Even Rikers, like 479 suits came up against Rikers Island, right? So this act or this law has opened the door for people to be able to share their experiences and file for, you know, legal retribution. Oh, sorry, legal compensation for these acts and shit. And I think that this incentivized people to be vocal about their experiences. And this is why we're seeing so many people come out and make these claims and get paid from them now, or have the opportunity to be compensated for their experiences. And that's wild to me. Like, I think that there shouldn't be a statute of limitations on when you can file these things. I'm kind of curious about
how you feel. Wait, say that again? You think that there should or shouldn't?
This is only for a year. That's what I'm saying. Oh, right? Okay. And what I'm saying is that I don't think this should be capped at a year. I think that you should be able to file this whenever without, you know, them discriminating when the situation took place, because you may not be in a place to be able to feel confident enough to speak about the thing that happened right when it happens. You know, it kind of waters down your details when you wait so long. Like, we talk about Bill Cosby, for example, and, you know, how long the people took to come out and talk about him. But Bill Cosby was a prominent figure. Like, he was that nigga for a long time before, you know, all these other people started coming out and talking about him. Now, it's common to hear stories like Bill Cosby, you know, because we're at a place now where people are being more vocal about their experiences. The question that I have for you all is, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about the Survivors Act and the fact that it has since closed, that window of opportunity to file has closed?
I would say that I'm happy that the law has been passed. I don't like the fact that it's such a limited statute of limitations. And I also want to make sure to say that this is only for New York State.
Correct.
Kathy Hochul is the governor of New York.
First female.
Okay, dope. Shout out to all the women. But I do feel like, I wonder how limiting is this? Because, like, Diddy doesn't live in New York. So, like, how would someone like him be charged? Like, did he have to live in New York? Like, what's the details of the law, you know?
I'd imagine that it had to happen when you were in the state of New York. Like,
just in the state, whether you lived here or not.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And it has to be a year. Wow. I don't like that they put a year on it. That's silly.
Wait, it's saying a year from when the offense happened?
No. So they're saying that the act went into effect November 2022. And for the year from November 22 to November 2023, you were able to file lawsuits as a survivor of sex abuse. Right?
Gotcha.
Before that window closed, more than 3,000 people filed civil suits.
Oh, and so there's no statute of limitations on it then, on the law.
When you say statute of limitations, what do you mean?
I mean, there's a certain amount of time that you have before you can talk about something.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
There's no statute of limitations.
Oh, okay.
When the offense occurred. No. It's when you can file it. Right?
Yeah. So that's why Cassie was so... That's why they were so quick to settle, though, right quick. My fault, Mash.
That's all good.
That's why they were so quick to settle this Cassie lawsuit, is because the window was closing on this. So a lot of the stuff that happened with Cassie and Diddy were going to fall outside of the statute of limitations, which is why she would have been forced to file the actual lawsuit, which is why that's why Diddy actually saw the writing on the wall and he settled the claim immediately, because he knew she would file that lawsuit because she had no choice. By November 24th, she had to file it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting.
I mean, it's 10 years of trauma.
It's a lifetime of trauma. I mean, let's talk about it. These things last with you forever if you've been abused. And I think Cassie, according to the Vivian V interview that she did with Tasha K, Cassie kind of was really chill. And it just only made me think, like, what Cassie had been through. If this woman had experienced him beating on her, he stomped on her stomach and forced her to have abortions, I wonder what Cassie went through. And immediately after Cassie broke up with Diddy, she was pregnant. You know, she got pregnant. I think she has like two kids now, really fast after the breakup. So And I also want to know what Young Miami is going through, too. I wonder if she experienced any of that.
It's funny you mentioned J-Lo. I wonder what her experience was with Puff.
I don't think it was anything abusive because it was too, fresh.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
But I think she knew that he was up to no good, and her people were like, dead that shit. Because he catapulted her career. I don't care what nobody say. He took her on the award show, and she wore that green dress that everybody was like, oh, shit. She looked bad as fuck. Who is she? And it catapulted her career. After that incident in the club, and he blamed it on Shine, and Shine did time for that shit. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Let's not forget that. That was the incident where Shine did time.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to know what Sean got to say. Because now he's like, you know, into his religion.
Not what you know, they reunited on stage. They reunited. He did the whole
Bad Boy tour.
And performed. Yeah. So I don't know if their relationship is good, but clearly there's been some type of peace or money. I don't know. But we'll see.
Well, yeah. I'm sure all
definitely
of the
gonna
above.
Stay tuned to the media sites and see what's going on, because this is really interesting stuff. I mean, I want to take a second to send my condolences to those who are affected by Diddy in the wrong way, right? Facts. We make jokes about this situation, but it's fucked up to have to experience that type of trauma. 100%. I think that the more that we talk about this, the more people are going to come out. And like TJ said, I got my popcorn and I am just all ears. I am thoroughly locked in on this. So we will be keeping you updated, Tribe, on any information that we find as things progress.
Would you guys want to see a surviving Diddy? Did you guys watch Surviving R. Kelly, though?
No, I didn't watch it, but I heard all the highlights.
Yeah, I seen pieces.
Okay. Would you be interested in seeing a surviving Diddy the same way they did the R. Kelly?
Mm-hmm. Since I'm a big fan of music, and I love the locks.
And New York City. Like, it started here. So we know that's our era.
I've been loving hip-hop for a long time, and I have... Like I mentioned earlier, I know that Diddy has screwed over so many artists. Like, so many artists. But there are very few artists who came out of the Bad Boy record label clean or financially successful. Like, very few. And I know that something will be unveiled to that effect on that. So, I would definitely tune in.
100%. But you know, I don't know if it was, you know... Whatever, hearsay shit, but they do say 50 is working on some shit, though. I want to say I heard this within the last couple of days that he wants to work on a documentary.
Shout out to 50 to reveal all this shit with Diddy. I love 50. I want to take a second to tell everybody 50 is a man with resources and he is King Petty. All right. If you want to know King the truth Petty. Behind something, you ask Fifth. Fifth is going to be the one to let you know. We love you here. It's Fifth Kaylee Raji Fifth. Come on the show, bro. We love to have you. Yeah. We would love to have you here, Fifth.
I would love to hear what he got to say, though. I would love to hear what he got to say. He does have resources when it comes to producing films and stuff like that. So I can see him actually doing something like this, Flash.
Yeah, 50's funny, though. I give him that. But yeah, that's petty. That's where we at with this. Very petty, but I love it. What else we got?
Let's end it here. Let's just... keep it on Diddy. We go live tonight, Tribe. If you guys make sure that you're free at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight, we are going live on YouTube at So Ratchet Space Podcast. There's nowhere else you need to be. We're going to be able to connect with you live and in person. We love it. We love to hear from you. We love your feedback. Hop on with us live. We're going to talk about other things that are going on in current events. We're going to also talk about this episode that dropped today. So make sure you listen. And then hop on tonight.
Facts.
Thanks.
Flash, announce the winners of the word of the week.
Mash won. He got one.
That's why he wanted to say it.
Yo, we just gonna announce the word of the week winner, because you know anybody who was playing this week, but anyway. We want to thank Mash. For winning the word
this
of the week.
This is a good one too. Why did only the tibulate?
No, it was a good one. I think we came in too hot with that one.
We could use it all throughout the episode. I could have used it with the guy who tried to hit on me at the ministry point. I latibulated.
What's the word again? Damn.
Puff is latibulating right now. Puff got a latibulate for a bit.
100%.
100%. We ain't gonna count it, but it's very necessary. Latibulate.
All right. But okay. Yeah, Tribe, we appreciate y'all, though. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Thanks, gang.
All
right. So you want to do a 2020 right now? Hey, y'all hear that music? Y'all know what time it is. It's time for us to promote ourselves. Damn right. All right, so just make sure that y'all tune in and y'all follow us. You can find us on a few platforms. We're on IG at So Ratchet Podcast. We're on Twitter at So Ratchet Pod. You can find us at YouTube at So Ratchet Space Podcast. You can see Shake's mustache growing back in if you tune into the YouTube. You can see me with all the pills and the 3D shit in back of me. You can watch Nash spew all over the microphone. That's just what he does. And you can watch TJ lay a little ice down. That's right. This is what we do here at this show. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, tune in, because we got a live that drops the first of every month. All right. So
first Wednesday.
You're going to be hearing this. Yeah. First Wednesday. You're right. First Wednesday every month. Let me just say that. All right. And I want to let y'all know, too, leave a review. And also, please don't forget to visit our merch shop. We have merch in store for y'all. Y'all can go to the IG, get the link in the bio, or y'all can go to soratchet.myshopify.com, y'all. All right? So make sure y'all tune in, grab that merch. We out here. Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Sophisticatedly Ratchet podcast. Let us know your thoughts on the episode. Do you agree? Disagree? Tell us how you really feel. You can email us at soratchetpodcast@gmail.com. We release a new episode every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast from. We also go live on YouTube the first Wednesdays of each month. Please be sure to subscribe and follow us on IG, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. Go to the srpodcast.com to link to all our social media platforms. Don't forget to like and share our episodes with your fellow sophisticatedly ratchet friends. See y'all next Wednesday.